Hi, this is Iris Jackson, and this is Miracles Happen, Dreams Do Come True. And today we have a special, wonderful miracle for you. The beloved, wonderful, precious, dear miracle himself, Eric Berggrint. Thank you for being here, Eric.
Well, I'm certainly glad to be here, and thank you for that miracle introduction.
Well, I want to say more about you. I was thinking about you before the show, you know, in my meditation, and I was thinking you have, you call it having different hats, but you have so many facets of your mission, and they're all one thing, which is bringing paradise to earth.
Yeah, it was so great. This year, I always have tours where I go out, and this year I'm going out more than ever. And, but you know, and the message, of course, is just always the same, but you always have to come up with something like, what is the unique handle? And this year it's creating paradise on earth. And I'm just so grateful to have, come up with that because it is the perfect umbrella for all the different things that I do. And, when I some other friends of mine were thinking of doing something and they were wondering what to call it, I thought, well, call it Creating Paradise, because really it's the perfect handle for all of us and for everything we're doing and why we are all here on this earth at this time. It is to create paradise.
Well, you know, what else I was thinking is, I was thinking about Jasmine Haynes' work, and I know you've worked with her a lot, and she talks about, affecting the field or creating your own field of paradise.
Sure.
And that goes out into the hologram. And I'm not saying it like she does.
Oh, she's so great. She's so eloquent, and she has wonderful affirmations, and you know how whenever we hear anything, whatever is perfect and right for us, we can just really make our own. If it's not right, we just put it on a shelf, and maybe we can use it later, or maybe because we've heard it, then we can share it with someone else that it's for, and we're just the conduit for it. But if there's something that's perfect and right for us, wow, we can just make it our own and just really work with it. And Jasmine, because I spent so much time with her, I've incorporated a lot from her. I'm so grateful. And she has some really good affirmations about working with the fields that I love to use. In fact, the last time I was on your show, I spoke about the magic book and how you can write down what you want, and then It begins to happen. And this is something that I write in my magic book every day.
What do you write in your magic book every day? That you're creating paradise?
Well, of course I do that. I have my paradise affirmations. I now create the paradise life I've always dreamed. I now create the paradise world I've always dreamed. But I'm thinking specifically about the fields. And I write, this comes from Jasmine. And
well, explain a little bit about what the fields are, because I don't think I did a real good job there.
Okay.
I kind of got a picture in my mind, but I don't exactly have my words together with the pictures, you know. So
well, you can just think of it as your aura, you know.
Yeah.
You know, we are more than just our body. In fact, we really aren't our body. Everything, we're basically holograms that we all see and agree in our brains of the holograms that we see. But basically, we're just a whole lot of space. When you go inside and look at us through a microscope, you can go very small. We can go as far inside ourselves as we can go outside of ourselves in space. And just as there's a huge amount of space between the stars, there's a huge amount of space between our chakras and even with the atom and as far as you go, but it's mainly space. So this space that is all around us, we can think of them as fields. And just like there are radio fields and there's all these so on, we all have fields. We have an energy of our heart that has a vibration that goes out. We have energies from our eyes that go out. We have the energy of what we're thinking and feeling, which is the predominant field that comes out from us. But we have all the individual fields within us, and then the big one. And these are fields, and they go out and they radiate, just like a radio projects a program. And whenever we meet someone, people are feeling the fields, and they respond to these fields. So if we're filled with joy, then we react to the joy. If we're all negative and have a real negative field, then people feel it. Animals, of course, are very sensitive, and they go right to a field if they love it, and they stay away if they don't like it. Music, which I get to work with, is so wonderful because they're just tones, and they really create fields. And I get wonderful emails from people who say, like, as soon as my music comes on, they go right into, they sit in front of the speakers. I had a beautiful email I was just reading yesterday that someone sent in. They said whenever their dog particularly liked Angel Beauty, and the favorite piece was, I forget the name of it, but it's the one where I often play to call in the angels. And so they were playing this piece, and they play it real loud, and as soon as the dog is outside and hears it, because they turn up the speaker, the dog comes right into the house and sits in front of the speaker. So these, we're doing the same thing with our fields by what we think and what we feel. And Jasmine's affirmation that I really love is that I walk through all fields with grace, ease, and respect. I change, maybe she said joy, but I use respect. I like that. And all fields treat me with grace, ease, and respect. And I write that down every day. And I shifted the word to respect because that's one of the huge things in life. The masters in their wisdom have often spoken about respect for life. If we all respected life, everything would be beautiful and we'd have paradise right now. And the problems are is because we don't respect life. We don't respect ourselves and we don't respect what's around us. So if you just have your field that's constantly broadcasting grace, ease, and respect through all the fields that you walk through, well then you walk through life as if you're walking on a magic carpet.
And you do, Eric. I can say with absolute knowing of you, Eric, and it being in your presence a number of times and working with you on different things, you really are that in the world. And that's more important to me than teaching it and talking about it. You are that.
Yeah, well, it's really true. Well, again, it's the fields. As time is going on, and we're getting closer and closer to 2012, and the stars that are aligning up in these special ways, and they're coming closer and closer, where we're going to become more and more light. And as we draw in more and more light, we begin to really feel the fields. And we can sense what is true and what is not true. So if someone says something, but they aren't living it, we can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And if for some reason we're fooled now, we're not going to be fooled as much. It's going to become more and more so and more real.
Well, children and animals have never been
You can't fool them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to read a couple things from my magic book, and I know you told me a lot of people emailed you about the magic book and they were using the magic book, and I really want to encourage people to do that. And I have the cutest little sparkly lavender book I've written in all my favorite purple sparkly pens, and I have all different colors of purple, which I just love. And on the back of this notebook it says, if Shakespeare had owned this notebook, Romeo and Juliet would have had a happy ending.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. And one of the things it says in my magic book is, I have decreed and wished and campaigned and prayed for everyone's heart's desires and dreams to come true. Everyone, every life stream and life form, and that means animals and everyone. Everywhere, forever, past, present, and future. And guess what? They have mine, theirs, and ours. And so it is.
Well, that's great.
I know. And I just love it, Eric. I just love it. And I can see a lot of things have happened that I've written in here already. Already.
Isn't that great? It's really a magic book.
It is. It is. And, you know, I wanted to go back a little bit and say that I didn't properly introduce you, Eric. Eric is a world-class visionary, musician, composer, singer, recording artist, healer, and I just, miracle worker. I just don't even know all the things to say about you, Eric. And I just give thanks for your field being on Earth. It is very pure. It is for the benefit and upliftment of all life all the time. All the time.
Yeah. And well, I am so grateful because when I came into life, we come in with our charts. And a lot of us are we come in with a certain astrology. Of course, it's based on past life and choice and everything. But mine makes a Star of David. Isn't that beautiful? The pattern itself, and so many of things that are in my chart are for helping the Earth. And so I am really, 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 really so grateful for this new CD that I'm just making. It'll be out in about a month. So. Sometime in April 2008, it'll be out, but I just recorded it. It's called Creating Paradise. And I feel that my whole life was to make this CD. And it has the music and it has the words. Right before I went to drive down to the studio, I got a telephone call, and a clairvoyant friend of mine spoke to me and said that Our Lady of Lourdes just spoke to her, and that she had a message for me, that she was to call me, and said that I had a great message to give to the world. And I heard her, and I don't usually channel and give messages to the world, but I didn't want to negate it or say, well, you know, poo-poo. I just said, oh, well, isn't that wonderful? Hasn't happened before, but I'd be honored if that did happen. Well, thank you very much for your information. And then as I went down and I felt what I was doing, I realized that my CD was the message. And
yeah.
I had felt... And I was in Lourdes a couple of years ago. I took a group to Lourdes, and I remember being at the cave, and just before I could go in, I just got to sit because a whole group of handicapped people came in, and I watched all of them coming in their crutches, coming in all the different ways, and then I saw each of them come in, and I was praying for each one as they went in, and I could see Mary, our Mother of Lourdes, putting the energy going to each one. I just had tears rolling down my cheeks watching as grace was coming to each person. And so I can really feel that energy of Mary. I always sing Ave Maria at every program, and so often I can just feel her right through me and just going out and touching people. And many people feel that when I sing Ave Maria, it's the high point of the evening. And there's so many already existing channelings of Mary where she was saying of all the different things that are about to come in the earth. I was also in Medjugorje with Jasmine and went to some of the other incredible Mary places. And every time she has come on earth, she's spoken about how we have to pray for the earth. We need to fast. We need to pray for the earth and hold the vision for the earth, and we know that we're bombarded with all the negativity that's happening on the earth now. Every day I go to my emails and there's some new horror that's happening on the earth, and to sign this petition or that.
I'm not giving you much of a chance to say anything.
Sorry.
What?
Go ahead.
Oh, it's real important. When those things come to our attention, one of the things that I have been guided to say, and it's in my magic book, is that everything I become aware of that is less than the perfection of God, from that time forth, there is a fiery Christ blue lightning ray from the great central sun, from the angels of the blue flame, from Archangel Michael, to cut life free from that. And there is a permanent and eternal ever-expanding violet flame vortex that keeps cleansing and purifying that condition until all life is free from it. And that also every time I see a condition that is less than God's perfection, a billion beings are released from that, a billion minds are awakened, and it is no more. It's just because my field confronted that.
Yeah.
Just because I became aware of it.
I know what they say, you cannot have an unbiased scientific experiment. As soon as you're aware of something, the awareness colors what's going to happen.
Well, and when we call Ascended Master intervention in it, see, I see us as sort of like the SWAT team on Earth, you know, and the way we call in Ascended Master intervention because we have the right and the responsibility to do that and send it out in our field as well as the creation of paradise. But I haven't found it's useful to focus on paradise and not confront those things head on that we find out about. And I do sign the petitions. And I also ask a lot of questions, you know, like things like, why could we spend $4 billion a day on a war, but the solar credits are going to expire at the end of this year? Why aren't we doing something constructive with money that actually uplifts the earth? And I ask those questions loudly. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you see, there's just so much that is going on. Basically, we're having a repeat of what's happened before. The same things that are happening now happened on Atlantis, and there was a whole electromagnetic field. All the stuff that's happening now happened before, and that's why so many of us that are very old souls, we have this, oh my gosh, been there, done that. We can feel it, and we don't want to have happen again what happened before. And
yep.
So
not on our watch.
Not on our watch. Yeah. So we're doing everything we can in whatever way is right. So why I'm so thrilled about this new CD is that you can just put the CD on and it'll create a vortex. It'll work the fields, as we're talking about the fields. It'll go right onto the field. It can inspire you. But you can just have it playing. If everyone played this CD on every continent, it would change everything. Number one, the music is so incredible. Then the words are right. And then we know we want to always put the positive out. But sometimes we're busy, you know, with our lives and we forget. But if we just put this on, it's going into the air and it does it. We can write. It's really great. And what you just said is so perfect. But it's a lot to say if you see all kinds of things going on all the time, everywhere you turn, and to have to say all of that, that's a lot.
Well, you write it in your magic book.
Yeah, you write it in your magic book, and then
you
you're kind of done
for the day. You write it in your magic book, and you just refer to it when you can refer to it, but I notice that when I'm doing that, certain things that I've seen, certain conditions that I've become aware of, like with the way people treat animals,
yeah,
you know, that I call that right into that, and you know, so I think it's in the magic book where it's important, and then it becomes part of my field.
Yeah,
and
so you could just put
the
CD on while you're playing your magic book,
right?
And you
I
just
want
have it going
because
the CD covers a lot of this.
I know.
Like sometimes, like anything that comes up, a real quick thing is to say, I give you my love. I give you my heart. And right away, love is so powerful. Love is stronger than anything. And you can just quickly do that. But then sometimes you have to really address something. In the whole healing process, there are different ways of healing. But sometimes something cannot be healed unless the original cause is addressed again. Like when I do sessions, sometimes people have had something life after life after life. So if you go into a specific life, it won't do it because it's everywhere. And you have to go into the, you pull it out as a whole. But sometimes there's a specific cause, and it will not heal until you go to that cause. So then you go right to that cause, and boom, the energy moves. So the same thing with everything that's coming up in the earth now, sometimes you have to address what the cause is. So in the CD, I address them. You know,
oh, that's so good.
I specifically say a thing, but then I say, we're giving it love, I turn it into the positive. But you have to address it first.
I understand exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's not that thing. I used to have a teacher that she called, you know, sometimes people said affirmations, but they didn't change their consciousness about something. So mm-hmm. She called that jacking them up and glazing them over. That doesn't work.
Yeah.
You have to go to the root and the cause. And also, Eric, I wanted to say something else I have in my magic book, and I just thank you for telling people about this, telling me. I put into action every single thing that you told me last time we were on.
Oh, that's wonderful. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Maybe we should just share, in case people didn't hear the one before, what to do with the magic book.
Yeah. Well, and then I want to read something I wrote about paradise in my...
Okay, great. So so here's what to do, and then we'll hear what you wrote.
Okay.
You write a book in this book that you buy. You can make a beautiful book like Iris did, and I've had other people that have bought really wonderful magical books that are just so great. Or you can just write on note paper. You can write on the back of a napkin or anything. But it's the effect is to write it down. And what you want to do is by doing this, you're accessing your subconscious mind, that 90% of the brain that we don't usually access. So you write with the three P's, positive, present, and personal. So you have to write positive as if it's, you can't write a negative. For example, if you don't want to smoke, you do not write, I do not smoke. The subconscious will take out the not and it'll read, I smoke. So that's why we don't want to be anti-war. We want to be pro-peace. And
yay!
Yeah, pro-peace.
Yay for peace. Global cooling, global healing, global greening.
Global green, global healing.
Global cooling.
Global cooling.
Global cooling.
I like it. And then we want to have it be personal. If you say it out there, it'll always be out there. It has to really reflect to you. So often, you know, people can hear about all these atrocities. People are killed, and so many people are killed in Iraq and whatever. But then somebody snubs you, and then you hold your ego holds on to what just happened with the person snubbing you, and totally ignoring, you know, the horrible things that happened in Iraq. And so it has to be personal. So you can talk about world peace, and you say, I feel so wonderful that world peace is happening, but you have to bring it back to yourself.
Yes.
And
well,
that's the
I feel so wonderful.
Yeah. And then the third one is present tense. So if you write in the future, I will feel great, I will have perfect eyesight, I will be healthy again, well, it'll always be in the future.
Yep.
So you have to write as if it already happened or it's happening right now.
I am so grateful I have this.
Yeah.
I am so grateful.
Yeah. So wow. I'm so grateful that I can see again. My eyes are so perfect. Every day my eyesight is better and better, and I look with sharper and clearer focus. You write like that.
Yeah. And everywhere I look, I see evidence of world peace and harmony.
Yeah.
And
I see behind the form.
Yeah, and the raising of all life. See, in Atlantis, it was the sinking of all life. I am going here for the raising of all life, and harmoniously and joyfully, and all changes that need to be made are made lovingly and gently, and without Sturm und Drang. I think that one of the things that has been sort of in the group consciousness is that a healing involves a healing crisis, you know, that sometimes it gets worser.
Yeah. Well, you know, that I have a... everything works on all the different planes, as above, so below. And we have wonderful inventions that are coming out now, and then we have our minds that we're bringing back. And there's a wonderful invention called the Beamer that I have, and it's so great. You can lie on it, and it'll work on everything. And then, as often happens in the healing, you'll have a healing crisis because something's buried deep down inside, and it'll start to come up. Well, then, with this Beamer, then you have a part of it that's detached. Like, say, all of a sudden, you had a lot of anger in the past, and of course, anger is stored in the liver. And so, as you start to heal, well, all of a sudden, you feel the liver area of your body. Well, then you put this attachment right on your liver, and boom, the pain goes away. It's super. So the same thing we can do with our minds, because there is no machine that is as powerful as the incredible computers that we are. And anything that can be done with the machine, we can do with our minds if we can tap it correctly. So we can do the same thing. Healing, we go in deep inside. Healing crisis comes up. You see where it is with a healing crisis. We can work with our mind on it, and it can dissipate and become beautiful and perfect and have paradise right there.
Yep. What about people that say, well, I couldn't do paradise, not with the childhood I've had. So.
Well, we've all had childhoods.
Yeah.
Everyone has all these massive programmings, and so we just have different stories. But everyone has a story, or they couldn't even be on Earth. We wouldn't even be allowed to be here. If we were all perfect, we'd go on. So that means we all have childhoods that we're coming through. So that's what this incredible time on Earth is right now. We're being able to heal all these childhoods, but not only the childhoods from this time, but the childhoods from all our past lives and the whole collective.
And the reason is we've chosen mastery this time.
Yeah.
We've chosen to master these things. And I think that that's partly why it is so clearly looking like it did.
Yeah. Well, you see, it's more than just choosing it. This is the time. And we've always wanted mastery, and we've had many lives where we did the best that we could, but it wasn't the time.
Mm-hmm.
And now it is the time, because this is the time when the Mayan calendar ends, the Egyptian calendar ends, New Zealand tribes, Native American tribes, all have prophecies about this incredible time that we're in right now. And all the craziness that we're seeing is only the energy saying, here I am, heal me.
Right.
And it's just coming up so it can be healed as we go into this incredible shift and time of great change.
Right. And I'm really asking for it to be done harmoniously. And here's one of the things I say. I am cosmic love demand, and I am the swift, merciful awakening of everyone involved in the slaughter, abuse, neglect, eating, and selling of animals, that all are now turned to loving, constructive, joyful activities, that loving, endless, joyous retribution is made to all animals from this day forth and forevermore, everywhere. And so it is.
That's great.
And I love the swift, merciful awakening. That's what I am asking for, the swift, merciful awakening, not through tragedy. Here's my other one that's in my magic book. I am creating paradise with my thoughts, feelings, actions, and words every moment, every day, in everything and every way. So
those are beautiful.
So I want that swift, merciful awakening, Eric. That's what I'm really asking for, that all of us are turned to being in the process of creating paradise. And that means I don't want revenge on anyone. I don't want anyone to be punished for anything they did.
No.
And talk about that a little bit.
Well, one of the parts of the CD that I called for, I was using some of the words of a wonderful teacher that I had in New York called Hilda Charlton. And she has this one little sequence that I put on the CD called May Everyone on the Earth Be Free of Disease. May everyone on the earth be free, all living beings, so all life, so that includes all the animals, be free of birth and be free of death, of lamentation, all the things, because we're, and may everyone be surrounded with peace and joy and love and beauty. When you just think about it, the old age, decay, all the things that we've gone through, we don't want any of that for anyone.
And it's not appropriate for a God being. See, the question comes up, if I know I am God, the Christ within, why would I choose that shit?
Yeah. We can even program our death. One of the beautiful things that I got to do with Jasmine, we mentioned her, was we did a darkroom retreat in Thailand. Many ancient cultures have done this by having a period in the darkness, then by depriving one sense, then you bring out the other senses. So I went for 11 days in total darkness. Near Chiang Mai, at Montauk Chia's place, Tao Gardens in Thailand. And they've created this beautiful place that's completely covered off. You don't even see a sliver of light. And by being in all that darkness, well, then your third eye opens, and you see light everywhere. And then when we did the meditations, everything was just very, very vivid. It was as if I was seeing an IMAX theater, three dimensions, huge. So we went through some meditations into past lives, and I would see the pyramids and all of that. And one of the things that we did there was go into our death. Because as we know, where we put our attention, that's what we bring in our life. And one thing that we all know is that we're all going to die. Yet very few people put any attention on their death and just allow it to just happen willy-nilly. But if you put your attention on your death, then you can begin to create how you want to die. There was a wonderful Chinese master that I found out about, and he's shared some incredible Qigong that I get to share in my workshops for longevity and everything else that make you feel just extraordinary. And he had an amazing, amazing life. As a child, his village was destroyed. His name was Master Zhu. And he was raised by the animals. And then one point, a wandering hermit found him and took him to a monastery. But he still had all these animals with him. And even as an old man, everywhere he'd go, he'd have eagles and condors flying with him. Imagine that. And when he died, he invited all these people to come. He had over 100 people in front of him, including communist officials. And he said goodbye to everyone. And then he elevated above his chair. He began to spin around. He turned into a ball of light and disappeared.
I don't call that death.
There is no death.
Well,
it's only change.
I know, and I like his way. You know, when
pretty
I leave
far
here,
out,
I
huh?
don't want to leave a mess behind.
Yeah, extraordinary.
I don't
want
to leave something for somebody to clean up. I want every part of everything I do here to be an upliftment to all life and a blessing. I want everything I do to make all life happier.
Yeah.
Don't
me
you?
Me too. Absolutely. And it's
people.
Okay if you know, he was an extraordinary being. I don't know if we're all quite ready for that now, but I just think of my harp teacher. She was an extraordinary woman. She was a Christian Scientist, and she was almost 90 when she passed on. And the night before she passed on, she went to a Broadway show, and she was sitting in her chair with her Christian Science books in her lap. Luckily, I had just sent her a letter on how much she meant to me, and people told me that it was open, that she had read it. I was so grateful for that. And she just died in her sleep. And that's wonderful too, isn't it? You know, to live a rich life to the very, very end, and then just go in your sleep and then know that your life has touched so many people. But what I was saying about death, ultimately, we can go beyond death. Isn't that wonderful? I'm sure there were eras like this in the way, way past, and we can remember them. And we just say, it's time to go, and we go.
You know, Eric, I believe there are those of us on Earth who will transcend all of the pattern that's gone before, that will walk on the earth as the Christ, doing all the miracles that Christ did, come and go from our bodies at will, have perfect mastery and rejuvenate our bodies so that they're flawless, ageless, and timeless, and then raise everyone into the ascended state by being the field which remembers. I can't explain it more than that. Which remembers what is truly worthy of our estate as the child of God. I feel that we will do all the things Christ did. And
well, this is good to write in your magic book. This is creating paradise on earth.
Yeah, and that's what I really want. And I see things happening, like all of these people who came to do this make little appointments and say, all who are ready for your ascension, meet in Central Park noon Friday. And then all of these upliftments where people just go into light. They just go into light, and it's commonplace and every day, and it's the way things are done. It's a joyous acknowledgement of the completion of the person's mission, and I really believe that this planet is for that. Are you there?
I'm right with you.
I had a little funny thing with the volume. You can hear me okay?
I hear you perfect.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm going to continue to write in my magic book. And another thing I recommend people write in their magic book is, this is a magic book, and as soon as I write it in my magic book, it is done. Just because I write it.
Yeah.
Oh, and I have another one. I and my Father, Mother, God are one, and whatsoever I've prayed, decreed, and asked for is already given and done. You like that?
I like it. I like it a lot. It's so wonderful. You know, the universe also likes poetry, and the angels like poetry. And one of the great things to do is to just sing to the angels and just make up little songs. And if you can get some rhymes in there, great. If not, that's fine too. But if you can, it's like fun. And so the same thing as you write, you can put them in there, and it's great.
Well, I think...
I am in the flow everywhere I go.
I am what?
I am in the flow everywhere I go.
I am in the flow everywhere I go. Do some more.
I'm just making it up like that. I mean, they're so simple. I'm in the flow everywhere I go. I love to smile as I walk a while. you know, just they could just be so just a little dumb, but they're just fun, and you just think them up, and the angels like them, and they bring little smiles. And so
yes.
It's a little fun thing that you can do.
Well, you know what else? I've noticed it. If I start rhyming, I can go on forever. I did a whole show one time in just singing a song to people, and I'll just sing you a little part of it. You were born, and I don't sing good like you, Eric, but you were born to be a miracle, and that's what I wish for you. And then it went on to say, you were born to be a miracle and shine like the noonday sun. You were born to be a miracle and have everything be fun. And I could just go on and on and on. And it wasn't for me. I can't explain it more than that. So I think there's something big in the rhyming.
Yeah, as soon as you start to rhyme, I think we tap into a strata of energy that begins to use us, and we go into a certain flow that's really wonderful.
And it's harmonious.
Yeah.
I am in the flow everywhere I go. I wrote that right directly in my magic book with purple sparkly ink.
Wonderful.
And
for
so
people
I
that don't know about purple is a mixture of pink and blue. Pink is love, and blue is power. People have their third eyes open, and they'll see if someone's pregnant. They'll see them all pink, and blue is often associated with power. The police force dress in blue, and so combining the pink and blue creates purple, and it's a very powerful love. So it's a very powerful love that can transmute, transform, and almost be like magic because it changes things from one thing to another.
Yes, it's the divine alchemist.
Yeah.
And everyone can call it into every condition. The beloved violet flame transmutes, heals, uplifts, harmonizes, forgives, and carries a blessing to everyone and everything involved.
You want to know a nice little application. Of course, I've been involved with the violet fire since back in the 70s.
Me
when
too.
I first learned about it a long, long time. But I just found a new way of it that I just love.
Tell it.
I did a... have you heard of Richard Bartlett? You have? With the Matrix Energetics?
I don't know much about him. I've just heard his name.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's just marvelous, and I took level 1, 2, and 3, and it's just great. Especially the last one, it's becoming a wizard, and it's just such wonderful things. Anyway, one of the
things... That was kind of remedial for you, wasn't it?
A what? Remedial?
It was a little wizard joke.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that he suggests, and I'm sure other people have too, is that you get a doll, and he suggests taking like an acupuncture doll, where you have all the points. And then he had a laser light, and then by shining the laser light on the acupuncture doll, the person on the stage would go through everything, and they would be healed by your doing this. So it's like really great for doing remote healings. Well, right now, I just had my birthday, and someone said they're sending me an acupuncture doll, so I'll have one of those. But
when is your birthday?
It was February 27th, so I just...
You're a Pisces.
I'm a Pisces.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. So anyway, I remembered that I had one of these old kits on a children's toy where you assemble a body, and it has the skeleton as the base, and then you can put in the lungs and the liver and all of that. And I had gotten that because I thought it would be a great way for me to get used to the body and know where everything was. So I had this, I put this on my in my healing room where I have the desk where I do the remote healings. And then I have these, you can go to a travel store where you buy these little flashlights, and they come in all the different colors. And I'd been using them for many years because they're more than just flashlights, particularly with people that have something like arthritis. Whenever I put these little flashlights all over the arthritis, it always goes away. It's just amazing. People who've had arthritis for years and years and years, it goes away right when I'm with them, and it's just wonderful with these lights. Well, I remembered I had the light. So I have a violet light, and I shine the violet light right through this kind of skeleton, thinking of the person I'm with, and then you see the violet going right into the heart, right into the lungs, all the way through, and just something about just seeing that, and then you think of the person, and it makes it more real, so that you aren't just saying violet, you can just because you're actually seeing it. And then when you close your eyes, you really see the violet. And it hones it, it refines it, and makes it so much more powerful.
Hmm.
Isn't that great?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. But I think mostly it's about focus.
Yeah,
don't
everything
you think?
Is focus. Focus is so great.
Yeah. So that's the application of the violet flame you wanted to give us?
Yeah. Yeah, you can just go to a travel store, get a little violet little light, and then you can you can flash the light. If you have one of these dolls, you can just find a book, you know, that lists acupuncture points, and you can just think of yourself or your friend and shine the violet light over it. You could just have a photograph of someone that you love and just shine the violet light over them. Then eventually, of course, you just do it with your mind. But sometimes it's really good to do something physical first. The same way that by the magic book, where you write something, it takes, otherwise you're just, it's in your mind, and it's just mulling over and over and over, and writing takes it out of your mind. So the same way, when you have a visualization, and you begin to work with actually seeing something, again, it makes the mind more powerful.
Yeah, and you're focusing in on it with intention more, too,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I have a violet flame thing that sort of sends a zap. Have you seen those? It has like a
no.
little, it's a Nikola Tesla.
Oh, one of those. Yes, yes, yes. I have one of those, the violet light.
Yeah, and it kind of sends a little violet flame shock.
Yeah, yeah. I have those. I've had those for years. I just love them.
Well, I also want to tell people, you know, this is the opposite of voodoo. We always ask permission. We always ask permission of the person's inner being, their I am presence. And sometimes if you want to send healing to someone, you'll get a no.
Absolutely.
It's better if you'd have physical confirmation that they want that. But if you don't, and say the person's unconscious or something, you can ask within if they'll accept it, if they'll accept the healing. And, you know, if you don't have the acupuncture doll, I would say use a teddy bear.
Use a teddy bear. Or you can just take a piece of paper and draw a stick figure. Just circle for the head and just have a stick
yes.
figure and put their name on it.
Yeah, but unless you're an acupuncturist, I wouldn't be putting any needles in. Cause it just, you know,
I don't think so.
Yeah, it kind of gives me the willies. I would just use the light.
Yeah.
And tell people how they can reach you. And to please, you have one of the most beautiful websites I've ever seen. And I really want to encourage people to keep in contact with you. You have a continual outpouring of gifts that you use for yourself to master your own life, and you pour them out and share them to everyone around you. And I just want to encourage people to have that and get your Creating Paradise CD. I will order a bunch of copies.
Okay, great. Again, it won't be out until April. But,
can people do
right
advance
now,
orders?
Can people reserve them
and...
No, I've done that before, and then it creates a little bit of a mess. I'd rather, because what if it's delayed? And I don't think it will be delayed, but one never knows. Just know that in April you can be checking for it. But meantime, right now, you can already get Creating Abundance and Creating Healing, which are in the same Creating series, and they are wonderful. So you can get those right now. Creating Healing just came out last year, and it's new and wonderful, and I have... Last year, I came out with 5 new CDs. So, I mean, I have a lot of wonderful CDs that are already available right now. And you can get these by just going to my website, which is www.ericberglund.com. And I'm Norwegian background, so Eric is with a K, E-R-I-K, and Berglund is B-E-R-G-O-U-N-D. And I was told, I didn't know this, but I'm glad to know this now, that if you ever forget who I am, you can remember that I play the harp and play angel music. So all you have to do is Google angel harp music, and I come right up.
Woohoo!
Isn't
and
that great?
Rightly so.
Yeah.
And Eric, you are an angel, and I'm just so grateful for all that you give and do in the world.
Oh, thank you. And this year I'm traveling more than it seems like I ever have before. So if you go to my tour schedule, you can see all kinds of wonderful places. I have 2 whole week retreats, which are really great. One in the Pyrenees Mountains in France, and we did it last year. It was just so beautiful. We're doing that again. It'll be translated into French. And then another one is in Italy, in Tuscany, and that'll be translated into German. And then I have one trip that you can go on a tour with me, and that's to Israel in December. And I'll be in Siberia this year. Moscow is new. I'll be back in Dubai, Paris.
Wow. So is that 2 minutes, Alyssa?
Probably.
Yeah, I think we have 2 minutes. I just want to thank you for being with us. Again, tell people how they can reach you and get your CDs, Eric.
Yeah, you just go to my website, www.ericberglund.com, and on the website there you can write to me if you want to email me. You can order, you can hear excerpts from the music. I have a healing page. You can have stories about healing. I recommend many different tools and things you can use. So there's all of that. There's a lot of visuals. There's a marvelous artist from Romania who's actually sponsoring me in Spain this year. And he has some new paintings. In fact, I don't know if it's up quite yet, but pretty soon he did a beautiful new painting of Archangel Michael that'll be up.
Thanks.
And plus,
well,
there's
Tommy's
put up.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Tommy's just put up the Brazilian artist again. And he's a wonderful artist, Claudio. So there's wonderful things to look at on the website.
It's one of the most beautiful I've ever seen, and I recommend it just to lift people's hearts. And also, people can hear these interviews on your website,
yes,
right?
Yes, isn't that great? I have Tommy's, who's my web person, has created a whole page of podcasts, and your picture's there, Iris.
Oh, thank you, Eric.
Yeah, so if people haven't seen you and they just know your voice and they want to know what you look like, they can see you too.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. I hope you'll come back. I thank people for listening. I thank people for trying these things and doing miracles in your life with them. And we'd like to hear your miracles. And we'll be here next Monday at 2 o'clock. Until then, may all your dreams come true and be 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible.